should you win?
Songs I sang were sort of takes a worried man to sing a worried song and bring that war to Sylvie, Lonnie Donegan stuff, and a couple of sort of rock and roll things. It's just through Donegan I heard people sort of like, you know, Lead Belly, he did something, Woody Guthrie, and so I kind of followed that line and followed the sort of Buddy Holly, Chuck Berry, Muddy Waters, Delta Blues. So I, you know, I just opened up interests that way. Can't see. At one stage I wanted to be a footballer and a cowboy like any other kid, but really, I mean, since the age of six, I mean, I wanted to be a musician, and it's just, maybe it's probably a bit more of a musician thing with me. I'm just quite happy being a musician.
Ah!
first left Ireland sort of in a show band to do the Irish circuit in England at the age of 15, I think, and then came back here and worked in the show band, and then made various trips with this show band. Was called the Impact Show Band, and went to Spain. We just tried to get work wherever we could. We couldn't get that much work here because we were doing sort of, we weren't the Jim Reeves show band at the time. We were doing sort of what we thought was pretty far out, doing sort of Chuck Berry and a bit of Georgie Fame, and we still did a bit of the show band stuff. But that eventually finished for me because I just wasn't happy there. So I went to Germany then. That was mid-60s, with the drummer and bass player of the show band, split up at the same time, and you know, played the clubs there for a while. Came back to Ireland and just played around, no particular group, and then formed the First Taste in 66, because at that stage the group scene had bubbled up enough where, you know, you could actually point out good musicians, and I got two good musicians from a group from Cork called the Axels. But before that, there was plenty of interest in this sort of music, but it was kind of hidden in show bands and hidden in school halls, fellas playing after school, and no one could afford a bass guitar, and of course you couldn't get all the records that you'd like to get. But I suppose it's built up quite a bit since that. The actual formation of the Taste, I feel, was the break, because I had musicians who kind of thought alike, and we, the sheer enthusiasm that and the joy of having a group at all was good enough. We played Ireland, we went to Germany, and then we called back through England, and we just built it up in Ireland and eventually moved to England. There was no, I suppose the main break was the Marquee Club in England. It sort of, it was a residency, and it was a big break for anyone at the time, because you could build up every Tuesday night a crowd, and of course it was a place where various agents and so on would be there, and promoters and clubs all over the place. So that was the real break, I think.
Well, I'd know my dog anywhere I hear him bark. Well, I'd know my rider if I'd seen her in the dark. Well, I feel like snapping my pistol in your face. I'm gonna let the graveyard be your resting place. And but two kind of people in this world that I can't stand. I'm not the lying woman and a cheating, knocking man. You didn't say you didn't love me when you were stretched out across my bed. You're drinking moonshine whiskey and talking all out of your head. Hey. Well, I feel like snapping my pistol in your face. I'm gonna let the graveyard be your resting place. And but two kind of people in this world that I can't stand. And that's a lying woman and a cheating, knocking man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I know my dog anywhere I hear him bark. Well, I'd know my rider if I'd seen her in the dark.
Present day musicians I'm listening to aren't really playing the same stuff. I'm kind of interested, I like that kind of folk side of things, the sort of the Steel Eye Span and people like that. But from sort of direct contact with the sort of music I play, I listen to the older blues artists, the, you know, all the different, some weeks I just listen to 1950s Chicago stuff, and then I'd move on to, you know, a bit of Sun Host, the Delta stuff or something. But then again, you might, a month later, you might move back and say, oh God, I got to listen to Eddie Cochran or something like that. You're just going to go through different cycles. But I think the modern contemporary, the Steely type thing that they're bringing out is interesting. I can listen to a lot of music and you'll enjoy it and it's satisfying and all that, but then you just wake up one day and you say, you know, there's something missing. You got to hear the real, whatever it is, that gut thing. And then you put it on and it's like relief. And then you can sort of start in it and after the relief, it's just an essential thing you have to hear and play. That gut thing that's in the blues, you know. I don't know what it is, and I don't intend to try and analyze it. It's just, I know I've got to hear it, like some people have to hear Stravinsky or the Dubliners or anything else.
I don't know where I've been, but I haven't seen my baby since I don't know when. But I'm walking down that long road with a smile upon my face. I'm brokenhearted, but you won't see a trace. Well, I'm feeling disconnected, these blues are out to kill. Put them in the corner, sweep them in the bin. All right, so you don't sympathize. Don't expect that you should. Stay bright for one day. You might run into this patch of gray cloud too. That you should. Stay bright for one day. You might run into this patch of gray clouds too. Well, I'm feeling disconnected. These blues are out to kill. Put them in the corner, sweep them in the bin. I got sand here in my pockets from the place that I come from. Well, that is where I'm going, so I'll say so long. So long.
I do all that, yeah. I think about it. I'm in no hurry. I like to stay footloose for a while yet, you know. But you can never tell when you're going to be caught.
Well, did you ever? woke up this morning, well, not feeling so well. Call up the doctor, he said, well, well, well. You don't need no doctor, you don't need no pill. You don't need no doctor, you don't need no pill. Take my advice and really cure your ills. Just get on down to New Orleans, the first town you've ever seen. Head on down to the river bend, the swell of music never ends. Just open your ears and don't you feel good. Get the sound of shine, the rhythm of blues. Today and he couldn't come over, so please, a special welcome for Rod D is here. Call up the doctor, was not feeling so well. Call up the doctor, was not feeling so well. Well, I had to call up my doctor, and this is all he had to tell. Best town you've ever seen.